Andy, I think that's what they sometimes refer to as a game of two halves.
Well, yeah, we left ourselves a mountain to climb and somehow we've managed to climb it. So, we wanted the win. We didn't get it, but at 3-0 down, obviously I'd have took a point. So, but yeah, I don't know how we got into that position of being 3-0 down, but somehow we did and wasn't quite right. We changed a little bit at half-time and kept changing little bits during the second half, and thankfully we've managed to nick a point.
Let's talk about that finale, though, because could you quite believe it once you'd gone 4-1 or 4-2 down that there was any way back?
You never say never, Andy. I've played in lots of games where it doesn't look likely, and I remember being 5-2 up at Oxford with 7 minutes to go as a player and drawing five apiece. So you're like, I've played in all sorts of strange games. That probably was my strangest, but the lads, I've just spoke to them and it's about the first half performance, and I've spoke to them about the second half performance, and yeah, the spirit's good in that dressing room, as you can see, and yeah, well done to the boys for the second half, but the first half, it needs to be a bit better.
Yeah, what went wrong in the first half?
I think you have to give credit to Berry, and the players have put in such an effort, Andy, to get to where they've got to, and maybe a couple of them were a little bit tired and a couple of them hadn't played for a while, so took us a little while to get going, and it wasn't quite right, but I take a bit of responsibility first half as well, a lot of it, because the shape wasn't right. We changed that second half and looked a bit better, and we went very direct at the end, and sometimes you have to do that, and thankfully it paid off.
Whose idea was it to put Sonny Bradley up front?
I don't like to take the credit, but it was mine. We were considering Jake, obviously, and I just felt it needed something totally different to try and unsettle them a little bit. So, he's 6'4", the lad, he's game. I just asked him to go on, and it's helped. But it was a massive team effort to get us up there and up that end of the pitch. It's no good having a big centre forward up there if you can't get the ball up there. So it took a massive effort to do that, and fair credit to the players.
And the long throws from Danny Holland, is that something you've been working on, or
no,
was that just something that came?
Do you know what? I said to Brassy, their assistant manager, when the first long throw went in, I said, I'm going to give him a rollicking after the game, because he's been here 6 weeks and I didn't even know he had a long throw. So why we hadn't used that before, I have no idea. So I don't know where that came from, but we'll definitely be using it next week. I can tell you that. We'll have to park the boardings now at Fratton Park to give him a run-up, I think. So, I didn't know he had it in the locker, but yeah, another weapon, another bit in the armoury. So, yeah, we're delighted with that.
You said before the game that now with nothing to play for, you would learn things about characters of certain players. What have you learnt today?
Lots. I keep some things within. Obviously, I've learnt an awful lot today about the players that were used, and also the players that weren't used. So as a group, like I said to you before, the group's been terrific to work with. Not one bad apple in there. And I think that's shone through again today. When we score when we scored the second, the whole bench is up. When we score the third, a little bit's up. And then the fourth goes in and, the whole bench are up. It's not just the players that are out there. And, that's very important to us, that the whole group's together. And I think we showed that spirit again today.
And just finally, what does it show about the ability to not give up and to dig deep to get yourself?
You look at the most successful team of the last 20 years in Manchester United. What a side they are as well, by the way. They haven't done so well this year, but how many late goals the Man United score? We always moan about Fergie time, but they've still got to get the ball at that end of the pitch and they've still got to get it in the net. So, yeah, I think they're the best at it that I've seen, the amount of late goals that they've scored over the years, and if we can do half of that, we'll be delighted. I don't want to concede four every week, of course not. We need to tighten that up. That was the fourth goal we're chasing, and I can sort of let that one go a little bit, but the first three were a bit disappointing for me, and that's something we need to address, and we will, and keep the attacking play going, hopefully.